A few tricks, but his morning show's a treat. Happy Halloween from Dablo's Scary Morning Show on AM 1450 KBMW.
Are we having fun? Happy Halloween! Yeah, really tired of people going and walking in here going, I like your costume. Not wearing a costume. Please, have mercy. Waking up to a cool one this morning, 29 and cloudy. All right, and time to get into some Wapton history with our favorite historian, Jana Gagelin. Good morning.
Good morning to you, and your costume looks good.
It's
very appropriate.
It is. It's the orange checkered thing, yeah. And I'm kind of round, so I'm probably look like the Great Pumpkin. We'll go with that.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Well, happy Halloween.
Thank you.
And are we talking Halloween history here?
Yeah, we are.
Okay.
We are on this very day. So I'm like, yeah, it kind of fits with Thursday. So.
All right.
So we're going to go back, in the early times of our city, they perhaps had gatherings of people. Mm-hmm. So they would host a party. They would have... maybe card games that they would play, you know, whist or whatever. It might have been a potluck. And then schools had their functions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they would have kids at the school or later in the evening come to the school and keep them safe. They probably had homemade costumes.
Sure.
You know, I'm sure that there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh, yeah, homemade costumes.
Mm-hmm.
And then the community, you know, would get involved a little bit too.
Right.
Some of the organizations, VFW was really good at it, at getting the kids organized and having a place for them to be and to stay safe. The first really newspaper-worthy advertisement was from 1927, the Globe Gazette printing. They connected it with the Harvest Festival. And Harvest Festival kind of brings things like lutefisk and Lefse Supper,
right,
that
yeah.
churches did. And
we show our heritage.
And
yeah.
meatballs, you know, that kind of thing. So it kind of all goes together with the fall, and then this is kind of like the end of the fall. But they would have things like on Halloween, the pumpkins change to gold grinning goblins. And then you would buy things like, you know, playing cards and noisemakers, decorations, invitations if you wanted people to... you know, certain people to come
to your party. Yeah.
1931, the Del Rio had special candies for that particular event, and then they also made a Halloween ice cream. They were good for making their homemade ice cream.
Oh yeah.
So I'm not sure what was the flavor of it, but it might have been, you know, orange. It might have
probably
might have been some kind of a new one. Anyway.
I just remember them for their phosphates.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yep. And they had different other candies that they were giving away or selling for 5 cents. Artel Power said, you know, and this is 1946 now. They said, you know, we should probably put something out there so that these tricksters, you don't do anything bad. You know, so they put something out there about don't throw rocks at the streetlights.
Oh yeah, please don't.
Yeah, because it's thoughtless and it's careless and it creates a serious hazard, and you know, so it's not much of a joke. So remember, everyone enjoys a good practical joke, but let's be sure that nobody gets hurt because you were careless.
And that's from Otter Tail Power.
Otter Tail Power.
All right. Yes.
So then in 1948, I believe it is, the VFW kind of took over, and they said, well, let's get something for the kids other than what goes on at school. And schools had their costume parties and all that, so, you know, that was one thing. So the VFW had, and it says 1,363. And that included St. John's, the public school, and the Wahpeton Indian School.
So, well, that's a good crowd.
Yep. So they had a lot of things going on, and it was divided by age groups. And, yeah, so they really went all out for them. They had, you know, roller skating and all kinds of stuff. So they could go to a movie.
Mm-hmm. At the Gillis Theater.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And some names mentioned in there that we probably know from our history, like Robert Horn.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Sport Lenzmeyer and several others. But anyway, they started making it an annual event. This next one, of course, you know, you can't have an event without having the Legion Pavilion in Breckenridge involved. Right?
Oh, yeah. Good memories there.
Yes, yes. Well, I thought this one was a good one to share because we've talked before about the people who have, you know, been at the pavilion and entertained, and Wally Pickle was
Wally Pickle.
Yeah,
he was and his Dill Pickle Orchestra.
That's right, right. And guess what they were giving away as a prize?
What?
A case of Dill Pickles.
Of Dill Pickles, of course. Wally used to actually do a little number with a trumpet on a pogo stick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jump up and down. And, I had a buddy who was a drummer that sat in with him, and Wally told him, he said, be sure the downbeat comes when my pogo, because he said, if it doesn't, I'm going to get all mixed up and I'm going to tip over.
Yes.
So playing the trumpet on the pogo stick, I think he was actually on Johnny Carson, too.
He was at one time, yeah.
Wally Pickle.
Yeah, so they said, you know, go ahead and wear costumes if you want to. If not, we'll give you a mask.
Wow. Good times.
Wally Pickle.
Wally Pickle.
Yeah. So the community was a little bit concerned about kids doing prank things, and so they got the JCs or the Junior Chamber of Commerce to become involved and do some policing. And there were there were parties and entertainment for the younger people and some of the little ones. Now, this is the first really mention of trick or treat going out into the community. And so they're still going to do that, the little ones will. And they'll have plenty of treats, but they wanted to provide something to keep the pranksters
the tricksters away.
Yes.
This was 1954.
It was.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So they had some extra policing volunteers. They don't anticipate much trouble, though.
All right. Yeah. Good.
But just in case, they want to protect the property of the people. So before 1954, most of the costumes were probably homemade. I think there are probably a lot of parents out there saying, yeah, I sweated through a lot of those, kind of trying to come up with an idea.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
You know? So in 1954, Jorgensen's Variety Store.
What a great store. I remember going in there and just as a kid being in love with it. Yeah.
Well, because it was variety.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, they had everything in there.
It was pretty overwhelming, actually.
I know.
So they had the noisemakers and the whistles and horns, and that's kind of stuff for the spook days, but they also offered party costumes. You could be a skeleton, a pirate, a witch, goblin, or a ghost, and they had lots of sizes. And then you could buy candy, jelly filled candies.
Jelly, ooh.
Yeah, I would probably say the Brock's jelly beans would be a bit more tasty. Cream-filled and corn candy, of course.
You can't get away from candy corn.
Yeah.
You just can't.
You're right. It doesn't mention anything about masks as being part of the costume. I'm assuming that it was, but it didn't say, so you make that assumption. So then we go over to Breckenridge in 1955 to the Sagness store.
Oh, sure, Sagness Ben Franklin.
Yeah. So
another place Mom would take me, and I'd throw a fit if I didn't get what I wanted.
So that location was where the drugstore was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was a big store.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff in there. So they're going to offer costumes for $1.98. To $2.95.
Wow.
And masks. You could get a mask for 10 cents.
For 10 cents.
I think those were those black ones that just covered your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then if you look below that, it says they have a big selection under the masks from witches to funny men. And they were fabric and rubber masks. And one of them would even glow in the dark.
Wow.
In 1955.
That was groundbreaking.
Yeah. It surely was. And if you look under the Halloween toys, they had horns, bells, crickets, scarecrows, and this one, rubber false teeth. I think that's
like the party back then. They'd have a good time. You could do it with rubber false teeth.
Yeah. And again, they kind of catered to the idea that it was you know, people were having a party.
Sure.
That people would have others from the neighborhood, whatever, into their home. And so they looked at, you know, having candles and nut cups and balloons and all that kind of stuff, too. So in 1956, well, this will be our wrap up here if we got time.
Yep.
So in 1956, we went to, now they called it Ben Franklin.
And that was in Breck.
In Breck.
Yeah, that was in Breckenridge.
So their costumes were $1.95, and they were sizes 4 to 14. Again, you could be Cinderella, Mickey Mouse, a clown, a devil. So they expanded their different individuals you could be. The at the very bottom, how about a spun rayon masquerade wig? 49 cents.
49 cents.
Yeah.
And, folks, you could buy a bag of peanut butter kisses for 39 cents.
The one below it is the marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have been in shapes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So, like, you could have a shape, like a ghost in a marshmallow flavor.
Like a peep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very close.
The Easter peeps, only for Halloween.
Yeah, very close. And then, of course, it would have corn candy, but black and orange
jelly beans. Yep.
Yes.
29 cents a pound. I would have stocked up on those, definitely.
Well, and then they had mustaches and beards, as well as wigs. So that took a little pressure off some of the parents.
Absolutely.
Didn't have to have all of the items in their house.
Great. Halloween history.
Yeah.
All right. What's up for next week?
Well, hopefully I'll get it. Like I said, I kind of ran into a roadblock. I got some information that I'm waiting on. So
okay.
I can get the complete history of it.
Well, keep digging. You know it'll be good.
Yeah, I hope so. Yep.
All right, Janet Gagelin talking Wahpeton history as we do every Thursday here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450, KBMW, Morning Zoo's up next.
In the world of agriculture, every role a woman plays is vital.
Meet Carmen, an agronomist who ensures every seed thrives. Her expertise fuels the success of our farms. And there's Judy, Tina, and Carrie, the backbone of our office. Their dedication keeps everything running smoothly. At ProSeed, we appreciate and value every woman in agriculture. Whether in the field, the office, or raising a family, your contributions shape our industry. Need seed? Think ProSeed. ProSeed.net.
You want what you want. At Quality Toyota, we totally understand that we aren't going to talk you into a car you don't want. Instead, we're here to help you find the car, the color, the options, and the style that you do want. All with a simple, easy, and stress-free approach. Because the price listed online or in every windshield is the only price. That way, we can concentrate on getting you the right car. Quality Toyota, West Lincoln Avenue in Fergus Falls. QualityToyota.net. Let's go places.
There are ghouls and goblins everywhere, even in your radio. Happy Halloween from this ghastly morning.